there on Daf Samach Hamad Aleph. Let us just learn the Taisvis and on the Sugya. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Afilo Arba V'Chomei Shonim. We hear the Machloikis. Till when is a Tinnik permitted to be Yoinik Me'imoi? The Tanakama held till 24 months. And Rabbi Yeshua said, till 4 or 5 years. Now, the Shaila is, if 5 years are permissible, so why does he mention 4? So usually, on a similar kasha, Taisva says, Atula Arba V'Chomishonim means as many years as possible. That's just giving us tafke these numbers. Afal gav dahoche leka lemei ma'arba v'chomei shonin ki da omri inshi v'apila tuve. But here we can't say that that's pshat in Rabbi Yeshua's shir, that there's no shir. 4 or 5 years, it could be more also. The mash medavke nokat at chomesh, because from the sugya later it would seem that he's only meiko till the child is 5 years old. Midaporech, the Gemara asked a stire in Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said another shir, afilo chavilosoi al kseifov. He's also permitted to be yoinik me'imoi. Umishani idi v'idi chad shiyuru, that Abba v'chom me'shonim and chavilosoi al kseifov are the same shir. Al koponim, it would seem that there's a shir. There's not an indefinite shir. So memele. So there's a kasha. So if chomei shonim is permissible, why does it mention arba? Mikomokim lekel mifra hashta chomei shori arba miboy. The noket arba lebori v'chomeish lekochush. That means that these are two distinct shiurim. The child is healthy and strong, so then he's only permitted to be yoinik for 4 years. If he's weak, he can be yoinik another year. Echmarto bechelbo. The Gemara had made a kal v'chomer that if we find that a behemoth mayor who does not have simone tahare, which the Torah was not machmer al mago, that behemet meyer is not metame b'mage, afal pikein, b'chelbo is also, k'darshine b'pchoiris, m've'es ha'gomol. From this we learn out that the cholov of a gomol is also. Yochel yei cholov mahalche shtayim tomei, v'dam mahalche shtayim tomei. And the Gemara brings a drosha. We have two lashonos in Rashi. Either we learn out from who we're memayit cholov and dam from mahalche shtayim, or we're memayit from ze dam and from who cholov. Yochel yei cholov mahalche shtayim tomei v'dam mahalche shtayim tomei. Beteres koinim garsinin boser b'mekoim dam. This drosha is brought on in teres koinim, but there the pilpul is not on dam mahalcheshtaim or besar mahalcheshtaim. It says boser minachai. V'koma talmud loimer ze. It says amiut ze. V'loi mahalcheshtayim. Oitzi cholov sheine noyeg bakel. So maybe I'm only mater cholov of mahalcheshtayim, because the isa cholov is not an isa hashove bakel. It's only an isa by a behemet meye. The cholov behemet teire muta. V'loi oitzi es haboso shuhu noyig bakil, but the isa boso min achai is noyig by all minim, tmeyim, tahirim, Shav v'heime tahira osa bosa minachai. Talmud loyma, ze tomei, ze beloisas al chilosoi, ve'ein besar mahal cheshtayim osa bachilosoi. Ve'aimari, de bein lefi svorim shalonu de dorish mehu, and by us in Bavli, we have the miut is who heter cholov vedam. Ubein leteres koinim de dorish mizem, osi shaper. How could you really be memayit from one miut to inyonim? The motzili mute cholov boso vedam kulu michatko. You can remind everything from one posik. I mean, I'm mafkes. Kamoish metzino bekama mekaymis de mematinon michatko kama dvorim. Kedashkron beperik hanene min ahegdish de kama pomim koma timom al ribe. So al koponim argimorem. Says that dam v'cholov of mahalcheshtayim is mutter, the teres koinim is moisev, besar of mahalcheshtayim is mutter. Uplige, so it come out that hashta abereise de perik dam shchite. Will come out that the choilek and abereise in krisus. The memayit dam mahal chishtayim midachsiv lo'oif v'la behemis. So it comes that Abba Reise, that is memayit dam mahal chishtayim, is not like this Bereise in Krisus, that has another miut for dam mahal chishtayim. It says lo'oif v'la behema, not for mahal chishtayim. V'yesh sforim de matinen cholov midachsiv hu v'dam midachsiv ze. Then b'chla, we don't have this problem how we could be memayit two in yonim from one miut. V'teimo l'ri. Now the ri has a kasha, de menolon lo'ukmei adam. How did our gemara know that the miut is going on dam? The svaru hu yoise lukmi aboso ulahater boso midam, dein isse boso noyeg bakoil elomichayim. Avodam isure noyeg bakoil bein michayim bein laachamise. Perhaps this is a hemshech if there are separate miyutim. There's one miyut on dam and one miyut on cholov. So how do we know to be memayit dam, which is an issa, which is noyeg bein mechaim bein laachamise? Maybe you should only be memayit boso, which is a gringere issa. The issa is boso minachai. V'oimari, di have gores b'shmaiten boso b'mokim dam. If we would say, we'd be gores and argemore like the teres koin in boso b'mokim dam, and then have also shaper. The mizer mehum matinen cholov boso, that from these two meyutim in mamayet cholov boso, Einachanami, we're not memayit dam, because dam is mochomo. Umeyahu kro de krisus matinen dam. And from the posik, which the Bereise says in krisus, that we're memayit dam. So now we have mekoloif me behema. So the Gemara in krisus, La'oif le'behemo, that is a miyut on dam mahal cheshtayim. So then it would be very good. So this kash would be for emphat. How do you know to be mamayit dam? We're talking not mamayit dam from the hu and zeh. This is only mayit boso, which is kill and dam we are memayed from la'oif la'behema v'im taima v'kiven de mematinen dam me'yahu kro de krisos amayit der kol mishri cholov hashta dam muta cholov le'kolshke. Now we have a kal v'chomer ready. Dam is more chomer than cholov. So if the Torah was matter dam mahalchei shtayim, about the gibbous cholov mahalchei shtayim should be muta. V'yeshloimah, so Tosfos says, nemehu kro de krisus le'motzi le'mishri dam le'gamri. The drosh of the Gemara in krisus is not telling us that dam mahalchei shtayim is muta. Elo me'iser dam. It's only telling us that the iser dam does not apply by mahalchei shtayim. Avo me'iser tome loy mematina lay. But there's another iser hayoytze min hatome. Just like a mahalchei shtayim do not have simone tahare. So memele, so the just like the cholov of mahalchei shtayim needs a posik to be matter, because without a posik, I would say this is yaitze min atome. So the dam of mahalchei shtayim also needs a posik to be matter legamri. The miut of loif labaim is only that there's no iser dam by mahalchei shtayim, but al kaponim there should be a iser of yoytze min atome. For hoyel v'nismayet me iser dam ashter dam v'cholov shovim. So now dam v'cholov, both of them are yoytze min atome, and memele with one mir I can be memayet both. Al kaponim, we have over here a teres koyanim that says that besar odom is mutar. We memayit besar, and there's no iser of boso min achai. I just like to mention the Ran by us brings down the machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam. The Shitas HaRamban is that Psar Odom Chai is Mutar Legamri. There's no Issa whatsoever, just like Cholov of Mahalchei Shtayim is Mutar Legamri. There's no Issa Afilu Midarabonon. So Psar Odom is also Mutar Afilu Midarabonon. And the Rambam Shita is that is a lav habo mechlal asei. Zois habeheima asher toichelu. So there's an essay, dafke zois habeheima asher toichelu. Hakol chutz mehem lois toichelu. So the Rambam Shita is that psar odom is also min hatoire. And just one nekude, the loshen of the Teres Koyanim, the Ran mentions, this Ran is Marich and this nekude, but the Ran mentions the loshen of the Teres Koyanim is Talmud Loima. Ze tome, ze beloisase al achilosoi. So the Rambam learned that the whole miut is from on the lav. The lav of boso tome is not applicable, but there's an iseresse. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya Rebbe Merenis Oimer, Geineyach. A person who, it would seem, has angina intacts, he has ka'ev lev, he's groaning from the pain. Rashi says, Hamiyalel Mikaev Liboy is Yoinik Cholov Bishabis. So he's permitted to be Yoinik from an Eiz, the milk, the hot milk from a goat is a refue for this pain. It seems it eases the pain. But it has to be the Ran in Masechta Shabbos says, the Mekor is a Gemara in Babakamim, that it has to be Cholov Reiseach. That means coming out straight from the Eis, that milk is merape. Is therefore you can't put it into a keli and to drink it, and it loses its koyach of ripui. So goyneach. So Rabbi Mirene said a person who is groaning from heart pains is yoinik cholov b'shabbos. He's permitted to be yoinik from an eiz in Shabbos. My time. Yoinik mefarik kelaachayat. Yoinik is meleches dosh. It's mefarik. But for a person to be yoinik from a behemoth, that is not derech yinike. That is not the derech piruk. Normally, one is choylev a behemoth, biyodov, not the piv. So memele, it's mefarik kelaachayat. It's not kiderech mefarik. So it's also midarabonam, b'mokam tzare loygozru rabonam. And since he has tzare, loygozru rabonam. Let us see Rashi, yoinek cholov mishum refue, urefuosoi, Chalev eis, the milk of a goat. Mefarek, hanoitek dovo mimokem shegodol boy. One is taking out something from where it was nisgadol. V'loi min hamechubel, el min atolush, v'teude didoshu shemefarek tvue mikasher. A person takes out the kernels from the kashim, from the psoilus. Kila'achayad, shein derech bnei odom linik. A person is not choylev, a beheime derech yenike. Elo lach loiv biyad. One milks biyad a cow, or a cow, or a goat. Bimokim tzareom, shem mitztayer mikaevoy. Here he is tzar from the pain. Is loigozru rabono. Let us see Tosfos. Goyneach yoinek cholov b'shabbos. So Tosfos says, lav b'sheyesh by sakon airi. We're not speaking about that there is a sakon. Edim kema irye mishum dava mefarik alachayat. You don't have to make it ad rabono. V'lahavim meloche diyeraisi shori b'mokeim sakon. So the Chiddush is, even though there's no sakone, but because of the tzar, because of the pain, they were matter ad rabbonon, which is a meridike Chiddush. Usually we don't have this, that they were matter iser ad rabbonon for a chayle, a shvus ad rabbonon, amir el akum they were matter, but... Or l'alocha we paskin, if one will do an iser d'rabbonon ayidei shinoi, one will carry in the karmelis ayidei shinoi, is also mutafachi l'shem b'sakone. But to do a shvus d'rabbonon, this is one shvus, we don't find this, but here they were matter. And Dachsmer Deran says in Masechta Shabbos, because there was no other way to bring about this refuah. That means the refuah, you have to be yoinik cholov reiseach. It has to be hot, straight from the goat. So, if you put it into a bucket already, it loses its koyach. So they were matter. בקושל הרבינו תאמה, עוד אומר בפרק חרש, אבא שול אומר, יוינקים הוינו מבהימו תהירה ביונטף. We used to be יוינק from a בהימו תהירה ביונטף. ופורך, the Gemara asks on this maimer, אידי איקה סקונם, if there's a sakone, אפילו בשבס נמי, So it shouldn't be mutter in yontav. Mishami leitzricha deike tzare. There's no sakone, but there's tzare. Umefare kelache yadu. Shabbos de iso skile gozru rabonam. Yontav de iso lav le gozru rabonam. So we see klar. That b'mokim tzar, they were only matter the rabbonon of an isolav. By yontav, they weren't matter by Shabbos. And here, Amereimne says that they were matter by Shabbos also. The tirit, so the Rabbi Netam answered, the hosam mairi b'tzar shel rov. They were speaking about a tzar of ra'ovein of hunger. V'hocho b'tzar shel choyli. Here we're speaking about a tzar of choyli. Shehu korev l'sakone. This is korev l'sakone. Not a sakone, but it's a korev l'sakone. So here they were matter afilo and Shabbos, and b'Shabbos le'gosel. So we're speaking about two different types of tzar. The kosheleri or the poichosam idik esakon afilo b'Shabbos nami, havele lekshuya afilo ilek esakon idachaylu afilo b'Shabbos nami. Why did the Gemara if lemaisa they were matter? Afilu b'mokim choyli in Shabbos, so why did the Gemara have to ask if there's a sakone? Well, there's not a sakone. Okay, nira de b'raish dosam pligi hach tohoche v'chemash medekom hoch alochi k'rabi merenis mechlal de pligi alei. So Tosfos says this taka amachloikis, and the Gemara in Yevomis holds that they were never matter in Shabbos, since it's an isoskil, and Rav Mermenis holds b'mokim tzar, they were matter. Mefare kela'ache yatu, v'im toima. So therefore, since it's only a darabona, b'mokim tzar lo'i gozo. Afilu lo'i have kela'ache yad nami, dein disha elo begidu lo'i kalkem. The whole Isser Dishe is only by something that grows from the ground. So Memele, an Eis, an animal, which does not grow from the ground, there's only an Isser Dishe midarabonon. So, b'mokim tzar alei gozru. Now, how do I know that ein Dishe elo begedule karke? Kedoma bepeire klal godol gabi peitzeya chilozim. The Gemara speaks about if a person makes a ptia, a wound in a chilozim, and he squeezes out the dam, which is mefarik. So the Gemara says it's not a disha d'iraisa, because ein disha ela begidule kalke. So memele, so if you need gedule kalke, so an ace is also not gedule kalke. V'chi teimo, maybe you'll tell me, af al gav, v'chi lozen loichoshiv gedule kalke, chi lozen is not considered gedule kalke, behemach shiva gedule kalke, because it's nizgadl from the kalke, k'numrine bereish bakel ma'arvim, that there's a difference between a behemah and a fish. The memaya dogim by Mois Meiser Shaini, midrsiv bekro boko vetzoin, ma prat mefeirish gedulei kalke, boko vetzoin is gedulei kalke. Dogim are not gedulei kalke. So what is pshat? that buck of a sign al kaponim on his gadol, they grow from things that come from the karke. So memele, they're called gidulei karke, mashen kein dogim. So memele, so have a gewaldic keter, it's no problem. Achilozain is a dag, so memele, so the zain disha elo be gidulei karke. Mashen kein, So Taisu says you can't say this. The Nehede Cheshiva Beheime Gedule Kalke. That means even though Lagabi Hilchas Mois Maiso Sheini, a Beheime is considered Gedule Kalke, Mikol Mokim, Kivin the Gamri Misamamonim, but in Dishe, not everything falls into the category of Gedulei Karka, Kivin the Gamri Misamamonim. That means Meleches Disha, we learn out from the Meleches HaMishkan. Where was the Disha in the Meleches HaMishkan? Disha in the Meleches HaMishkan was by the Samamonim. That they used to be mefark the samamonim from their psoilis. Ve'inen mamish sheyei godol min hakarka kemoi samamonim. So memele, if we need dumye de mishkan, in the mishkan there was mamish gedulei karka. The legabi samamonim, lechshive beheime gedulei karka. That means even though legabi certain halachas, we can assume that a behemah is a din of gedulei karka. Magabi mois meiser sheni, but if the mekayer is mamish dovor shen is gadol min hakarka shen itzmach min hakarka, then a behemah does not have a din of gedulei karka. Where do we see this? Kedemuchach baseiches apayalim, the sanya daish. But they were speaking about if a poyul is permitted to eat b'shas meloche, madaish meyuchid b'shas meloche, yotza achilev, v'amegabein, v'amechabeich, she'enom gedulei karke, v'ein poyul oichel boy. So the Gemara says, if you need dumye de daish, so achilev is not dumye de daish. She'enam gedulei karke, alma legabei dova hagodol mamish minoritz, lechshive behem gedulei karke. That means that if we have a limud from gedulei karke mamish, dayish, so then a behemah does not fall into this category. The Chassam Sofer Masechet Shabbos Tafayin Gimel Amud Beis wants to for this kasha, he wants to say could be that a behemah is considered gedulei karka. The Gemara says that that achilev is the apoyel does not have a schus achila because it's not dumya dedayish. So the Chassam Sofer says as follows: to a behemah is considered gedulei karka. The behemah is gedulei karka. So memele, if a person is choylev a behemah, he's taking out cholov. The mefarek, the disha is from gedulei karka. But after the milk is separated from the animal, now we're clearing a shaila, is the poyel permitted to drink the milk? The milk is not gedulei karka. The animal is gedulei karka. But here we're talking about to drink the milk. The milk does not have a din of gedulei karka. Masha'en came to separate the milk from the behemah, so it's sufficient if the behemah has a din of gedulei karka, so I'm mefarik the milk from the behemah. That's what the Chassam Sofer wants to emphasize with kash. Bekitzer, but Taisus has a problem. Yeshloim editzrich time at the hoche. The mafarkalacha yadu mishum de Rabbi Yehuda. The sova di eish di she shalai begedulei karka. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik. The Mechayev bepeitzei chilos einami mishum dosh. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a peitzei chilos is chayv mishum dosh. So he holds you don't need gedulei karka. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to have this lomdus of mefari kalachaya. Not according to Rabbi Yehuda, so a filu would be mefari kedarka. It also would be muta b'mokim tzara legozru rabon. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tanje nochum ish galja oimer. Zinner, a gutter. Sha'olu boi kashkashin, that there are, what does Rashi say? Zinner hamekaleach mayim min hagag. That water used to enter the sinner, and it used to pour out from the sinner, from this gutter. Va'olu boy kashkashim, kashim va'asabim, shesoismin uma'akvin es kiluchoy. That means the sinner became nistam. From Kashim and Asabim. And what happens when the gutter is Nistam? It's stuffed up. Umeimov Yoitzim Umispashtim Legag. So then the water, instead of draining out on the ground, since the gutter is stuffed, so it goes back on the roof. Vidolf and Labayas, and now it leaks into the bayas. Memachon beragloi betzino beshabbis ve'enei choishish. So it seems he walks on his roof and he paces back and forth. And while he's pacing back and forth, he seems he's walking on this gutter, and he's softening these kashim. And it seems when he softens it, al kaponim, the water can go through, or the kashim, through the rain, they themselves will go through the hole in the tzinor, and this is permissible. My time, eh? Misakin kila'achayatu, that means he's misakin the tziner kila'achayat, that is not to a shinui. Normally when a person wants to fix a tziner, he takes out the kashkashim with his hands. But so this is a misakin, this is a shinui. And there's a pseid over here because they will start raining into the house. So here they were matter to do mesakin kalachayat. The mokim say legozu barabonim. Amar Rav Yosef aloche kinochum ish galya. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, we said this kalachayad aide shinui beragloi. Mishum dama rabbi yisav aloche bekulo noket lo oche. Now let us see Taisvis, and then later we'll come back to that some Gemara. Memachon beragloi betzina beshabbos. So it would seem that this should be done betzina, that no one should be aware that he's doing this. Bahada Oma Kol Mokim Shaosru Chachomim Ibnei Maris Ayin Afilu Bechadre Chadorim Oso. So how does Tzina help? So Taisus understood that there's a Iser of Maris Ayin, but Betzina it's Mutter. So Taisus says wherever there's an Iser of Maris Ayin, so Afilu Bechadre Chadorim is also. So Taisvah says, "Hainu davke be isel malocha diereise." That means if the Maris Ayin, his people will think he was over an isel diereise, he did a malocha diereise. Kimoi, Shaitchon bechamo. That means a person's clothing got drenched. It rained on it, or he fell into a body of water. So he's permitted to spread it out bechamo. Avoloi keneged da'om. Sheim yiru yizberu shekipson b'shabbos. So there, that means, so there's a shaila, he says, why is shaitchem bechama muta? It's chadra chadorim, it should be yosa. Now, there's a, the maris ayin is that people will think that he washed his begodim in Shabbos. So there's a maris ayin that people think he did a malocha d'iraisa. So on this maris ayin, it's also for the chadra chadorim also. Avol hoche lo yiru elo meloche kalache yat. The havid the rabbonon. Na afilu de is a marisain, they only see him doing a meloche the rabbonon. Lo gozri rabbonon leser bechadre chadorim. So Chazal didn't aser bechadre chadorim. Now we have a lot of limudim from this Taisvitz. Number one, the Shach brings a raya from this Tosfos that there's an Issa Marisayin by an Issa Darabonon also. Tosfos only says, but the Issa Chadre Chadorim doesn't apply. But there's an Issa Marisayin. That's why it says that he should do it Betzina. Number one. That's Limud number one. Elimud number two, we hear from this Tosfos that this etzem pa'ule of unstuffing the tzinur is be'etzem a malocha d'yeraisa. Because Tosfos says, avol hoche le'yiru el malocha kalachaya da'havi d'rabonim. That means, why is it at d'rabonim? Because it's kalachaya. Well, they see it's kalachaya. But it would seem, but if he unstuffs normally, the normal procedure, that's an Isser D'Yerais. That's number two. That's a Tikkun D'Yerais. And number three, the Gram Horovitz wants to be Meire, he says he doesn't understand this Tosfos. He doesn't understand the whole Tosfos. Why? He says Tosfos has a problem. He says, Marisayin is also Bechadre Chadorim. Tosfos has problems. He says, the whole Issa Marisayin is, if people will think I'm doing an Aveira, so Memele, so, there's an Issa Marisayin, then there's Issa Marisayin. Over here, what am I doing? I'm doing a Tikkun Kalachiyat B'mokim Pseider. So, let them see what I'm doing. I could spell it out black and white. This is mutter. There's no Issa Marisayin of it. What will they see? He says that what you have to do at Betzin is out Ziluso de Shabbos. It's a zilzul that in Shabbos you're unstuffing your gutters, but it's not a malacha. It's a zilzel in Shabbos. So that's what you should do Betzina. But there's no Issa. Let everyone see what I'm doing. Let everyone ask me what I'm doing. I'll tell you. I'm making a titkun kela'acha yad b'mokim say this motto. She doesn't understand the Tosfos. Perhaps Tosfos held that perhaps the mokim pseide is not so nirelainayim. That means I know that I have a shvacha root. And it's going to leak in. Could be other people don't know this. If you have a more sophisticated roof, Safilu, the gutters are not functioning properly, but still nothing will happen. It's not a pseide. So it could be the pseide is not nikel, so it looks like he's doing an issel. So it could be there is a marisayim. He's doing an issel darabonah. I'd like to mention the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Bratzin Rav, Zecheinu Levroche, the Minchas Yitzchok, speak about using a plunger on Shabbos if you have a stuffed toilet. And the first Ma'ariv Mokim that they go to is our Gemara. We have a similar case that you have here, a stuffed gutter. And here it says, B'mokim seide, it's muta al yedei shinui. And it would seem here, from Tayshus here, it's a deraisa, it's betzim, it would be an issa deraisa, by dei shinui, they were mata b'mokim seide. It's very interesting, the Bratzina Rov and the Minchas Yitzrat, both are machaven, to say the same chilik, and they say as follows. They say that here we're speaking, the Debrezina Rav is Ma'irer, the Lashon of the Gemara, Tzina Sha'olu Boi Kashkashim. Now, this Kashkashim, L'chayre, Rashi says, is Kashim. Now, Kashim, Zicher, are not Mechuba. Kashim, it seems, Kashim Vasab means, what's the Oluboy? So he says Oluboy means accumulated after a long period of time. If you don't have your gutters cleaned for a few years, it's Oluboy. So he says, so here we are speaking about that it's Take Astime Gmure. It's stuffed. It's not, it's in Ganzen Nistam. That means it can't function anymore. So, memele, to be peseach, this steamer, this is called a tikkun gomer. That means it's lost completely its capability of the water should drain down in this gutter. This is a tikkun gomer. The Bratzina Rov brings down that, he spoke to a few plumbers. They said, that would you have a stuffed toilet. It does not mean that it's stuffed completely. Complete this, there could be a mashuhu that's moineya and ma'akev, the flow of water, and says, v'horayi, says, if a plunger works, which is only putting some pressure in it, so you can't say this is called nistam. It was nistam and that was peseya. If pressure could work, the pressure of a plunger, so it's pachal not called nistam. So it's Bechalna called a tikkun. There's a double that's ma'akev, the flow of the water. And Memele, he says, the culprit is in the pipes, not what we see. But al koponim, and he hears a whole ariches. The plumber told him, he says, there's times that a plunger doesn't work. They use a snake. There's a time a snake also doesn't work. Then they take off the toilet bowl. And then they could see that there was a mashu there that somehow the plunger and the snake were unable to push away. But it wasn't sealed. It wasn't stuffed. There was this something there that the flow of the water cannot go through. So they hold the Minchas Yitzchak and two tshuvas held that it's pachlal no dimyim. Then we have here another svore, lahokel of kovet habrius, which Chazal wamata shvus derabona. In a third tshuva, the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Zayin Simon Yotes, already it seems there was machmirim, so he said, in order to be yaitzel lachol adeyes, if you can get a goy, you should do it with a goy. If you can't get a guy, you should do it with your left hand, which would be a shinui, or al kaponim with one hand. He says, usually a plunger is used with two hands, al kaponim, that's liyesel seis. Agavuch, there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe, Sachani Lavrochen Chelik Dalid Simen Mem Oistes. He speaks about a sink that's stuffed. And he doesn't bring down a Gemara, but he says as follows. He says like this, if it happens every Montag and Donnerstag, I mean, that's there's faulty plumbing there, and every time, and twice a week you have to take a plunge in. So he said, that's not called a tikkun. That's derech tashmisha. That's how you use this thing. That's called derech tashmisha, so it's mutar legamri. That's no problem. If some water goes down, but it goes down very slowly, he's not matter with a plunger. So then, and if it doesn't go down at all, so then he says, in nistam legamri, with tzoyrech godel, yesh lahata al yidei akum. That's a psazoy, that's, but al koponim, the mekoyr of this shaila, how we learn pshat and how we paskin over there, is we have a meredike mekoyr from this memre, tzine sholoboy kashkashin. Zog the Gemara weiter. We had in Afilu, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua had said that a tinnik is permitted to be yoinik 4 to 5 years, but if he was pirish la'achar esrim va'abo chaydish, if he was pirish from yenike, so then if he was already, he stopped being yoinik, so then it's awesome. V'kamo, how long does he have to be? Perish Omer Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva Omer Shmuel Shloisha Yomim. 3 days. Ikedamri Toni Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva Kamei de Shmuel. The first Loshen he said over a Maimer of Shmuel. The second Loshen he said over a Bereise to Shmuel. Shloisha Yomim. What does Rashi say? Vekame Prisha, when is it called a Prisha? Igadami Toni Rabbi Yehuda Masnise Veloi Shmaite. Toni Rabbon. Meinekes Shemeis Bailo Beseich Esrim Varbo Chodesh. A Meinekes that her husband died. Areze zu loitis areis, beloiti nosei, ad esrim varbo chodesh. She shouldn't get married till 24 months, tibirame. Rabbi Yehuda mater bishmoina osa chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda is mater after 18 months. Now, what's the problem of getting married? So Rashi says, ad esrim varbo chodesh shemetis aber. She might become uberes, but it's tarech ligmoil es beno. And she'll have to stop nursing. Ubal ze einoi oviv, she yiknoloi beim v'cholov. That means if they'll splurge, and they could feed the tinek other food. But since he's not the father of this child, so we can't expect that he'll do this. So lemais it's a sakona for the vlad. So therefore, she's not permitted to get married till after 24 months, where then the yenike is not important. And Rabbi Yehuda says, shmoina sochodesh dayi letinek linik pekach, 18 months is sufficient. Oma Rabbi Nosson bar Yosef, this machlokes of Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, heinein divrei beishamei, heinein divrei beisilu, it's a machlokes kedume between beishamei beisilu. She beishamei emrim esrim v'abo chodesh, she beisilu emrim shmeina oso chodesh. Oma Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, ani achia, and I'm going to make a hachro in this machlokes. Ledivrei ha'omer esrim va'abo chodesh, according to the man the Yomar, that says that you have to be yoinik, be meinik for 24 months, is muteres linosi be'esrim ve'echot chodesh. She's allowed to get married after 21 months. Ledivrei ha'omer b'shmeina osa chodesh, muteres linosi b'chmisha osa chodesh. Why? That means that Philo shall become uberes But the first 3 months of Ibul, she could still continue to nurse. Afterwards, after 3 months, the cholov is worthless already. But the first 3 months, the cholov is good for the, can be used for the tinik. So memele, so we can, when we're speaking about an iser eresen, or an iser nisuin, we can go back 3 months. Omar ma'ukve li hiter Rab Chanina loseis la'acha chamisha osa chaydish. Rab Chanina was matter with this hachro of Rab Shimon Gamliel. Arisei da Abaye. Now, an oris, a work of Abaye, osa lekami da Abaye. Omar le'mal le'ores b'chamisha oso chodesh. Are you allowed to make erison after 15 months? Omar le. So Abaye said, well, this is a very easy shaila. Echode de Ramei v'Rab Yehuda alochik Rab Yehuda. So memele, so it's 18 months. Voy be'shami be'silul alochik be'silul. Vaita 18 months. V'omar ula alochik Rab Yehuda. So, Mamela, we're down to 18 months. Vama ma'uk v'li hita Rab Chanina lo seis lacha chamisha osa chodesh. And Rab Chanina was mata nesuin after 15 months. Kolshkein, da'at liyoresh, you just want to make erison. No problem. Gesundheit. Now, that was the psak. Ki also lekame de Rav Yosef. Then Abaye went to Rav Yosef, and he told Rav Yosef, you know, he had a very easy shaila today. Baruch Hashem, Apsazoi, was able to be mekel. Omalei, so Rav Yosef told him, Rav Shmu domri tavayu tzricha lahamtin esrim v'abor chodesh, you have to wait 24 months. Chutz miyoyim shenoylet boy, v'chutz miyoyim shenisarsa boy, 24 months and 2 days. Shema shamayim. So memele, roat basrei tlosa parsi. So he started running after the yoris. He had told them a psak. V'omri lei parso b'chalo. Chalo is choil, sand. That means it was a sandy mokim that was very difficult to run. And the it's if it's not hard ground, so you sink into the sand. V'loy adrechei, and he didn't catch him. That means he was unable to, seems to find this oris and to tell them to retract the heter. Omar Abaye, haimilse da Omar Rabbonon. The Rabbonon said, "Afilu beyase bekutcho leilishrei inish bemokim rabbi." That if a person will ask a shayla, if you're allowed to have an egg together with milk products, we'll see in Tosfos what kind of an egg we're speaking about. So lechayre, this is a very simple shayla. Leilishrei inish bemokim rabbi. If there's a rebbe here, send the shayla to the rabbi. You shouldn't paskin such a shayla if there's a rabbi here. Loi mishum de merze ka apkirus. Not only because it looks like a chutzpah, that why they have a rabbi, why are you paskinin? No, besides that, ele mishum de loi mistaye milse le meimre. Because you won't have siyata dishmai. If the rabbi is here, you won't have siyata d'shmai. Da no ave gemina lei loho da Rabbi Shmuel. I knew this member of Rabbi Shmuel. For lohochi lei mistaye lei milse le meima. I didn't say that. So that was, it seems that the koyach of psak, I'd like to say over a tasanta loshen of the Goin and Koel Elio and Bob Metzia, the Goin says, Sheha Emes Tzoylil Bein Alpayim mevukais usveikais. That means the emes, the true psak, is sunk between thousands of sveikis. The evshilim neodom likloya besichlom el nekudesa emes. And for the seichel anushi to be mechaven lamitei shel teire, it doesn't work that way. We have the Gemara says in Megillah, Lasuki Shmaitse, Luk Megirse, Initiata de Shmayim. And others bring from the Ritz, I don't know who this is, that Luk Megirse means Lasuki Shmaitse Alibe de Hilchese. So Abaye said over here, Lo Yestaye Milse, one needs Siata de Shmayim to pass in even an easy Shaila. And if the Rebbe is here, so this is the Mokim of the Rebbe, so the Siyata Dishmaya is not given to the Talmud. So, and without Siyata Dishmaya, forget about it. It can be an easy Shaila, and he won't be Mechavin in his Psak. What does Rashi say? Avkiruso Chutzpem, Dulei Mistaye Milse Sheyere Kehaloche. Let us see Taisvis Afila Beyaso Bekutcha. Meforish Baoruch, the Loi Bistam Beyemayri. We're not speaking about Stamazoi to mix up an egg in milk products. The Ein Lecho Am Haoret Shelo Yeda Shehim Otores Becholov. Everyone knows that, that milk and eggs are not, is no problem. No, Elo b'sheichet talmegeilus. Now we're speaking about something that's a more serious shaila. A person shechted a chicken, umotza bo beim gemurais, and he finds in the chicken, he finds a complete egg with a shell and everything. Mayri shemuta laochlam becholov. So this also, even though this egg was never came out of the chicken, you found it through the shchit of the chicken, k'desani pekama de beye. Hafopikein, soso mutalochlam. Bimtaim of amai mutalochlam b'cholo, but this is not a problem. Maishna mi beyas nevele da osri beisil afilu kemoyin im keres peshuk, k'desnam b'meseches idius, otais v'seas da beisil al asel, a bayis nevela to eat, even though it's also nigmar. So you see that since lamaise was found in the town Negoilis, so there's a din of the town Negoilis. So why is this muta b'cholo? V'tiretz b'loches doilis. Gabi iser nevela hichmiru, da have diereise. Es ist in der Welle, so die Reise, so die war Machme, die Yassad Abbeye, ob in der Welle, ot in der Welle, aber gab ich Boss Reif Becholo, der Rabbon an Ikilu. So this is only, es ist only an Issa der Rabbon, I feel by the Boss, a Guf, it's a der Rabbon, so Mele, the Beye, they weren't Goyse. Ve im Toima, o Mai, afilo de Koma, afilo Beye, se Bekutche, that means this is such a poshe to Shaila, o Ike man, di Oma, Boso, o Ipach, all of the Reise, o Di Dei, Asuri, kemoi Beye, se Nevele, so it's not such a poshe to Shaila, so you have to now be done. Is it awesome in a Teir, is it awesome in a Rabon, it's a Shaila. What's the afilo? We feel like the boss of the Rabbono. By the time Osi Shabda, by the time is a different terror. Shetiritz, the Bebeyas Nevelech Miru. They were Machme by Beyas Nevela, Mishum de Nevela Dovo Isahu. Aber Beboss of Becholov Loich Miru. Have a heter the chol chad v'chad ba'apei nafshei shori. Nshita Mekabet says as follows. Nevele is a dover also.
and they asked to eat the beye oto the nevela, and the nevela is also oto nevela atzma. So memela they put an issa on the beye oto the nevela. If you come to eat the beye, you might come to eat the nevela. But if we're not speaking about a nevela, so how that you can't put an issa on an egg. Now, why is it also? What's wrong with an egg? So the whole issa becomes nisoira. The whole shaila becomes nisoira if it got mixed up with milk. Then now there's a shaila. Va'ozloi yodia shenimtzeis petal negoilis. So that means bishas they found the egg. He can't put an issa on it. What's wrong with the egg? The only time you could assel the egg is after it's mixed up with the milk. So then who knows that it's from Matan Agoilas? L'shayach l'migzara to bosa. It seems that Rabbi Natam held that Chazal made a gzeire. They said osa muta. They didn't say fleishik parva. They said that means the gzeire beyas nevela is osa. So that was the psak. They said it's also like a nevela finish, but you can't say also an abeyas kshera because what's also about it? She can't put an issa on it. So only later you could create an issa. Later there's no matzav to create an issa because later it's not nikah that this egg came from a tanagela shchuta. Ki av kiruse, v'nav kemine sheikh, sherav moichel akavoyde de shori, v'floche, al yoyred le mistaye milso hoyul v'raboy etzloy. Let us see the Gemara further. Zok the Gemara. Tono rabon. Nosno bno lemeinekes. What happens? She gave over the child to a menekes. Case number one. Case number two, oigmolatoi, that she stopped nursing the child, she weaned the child. Oimeis, or the child died. So now, in these three cases, it is not necessary in these three cases, she's not being manic anymore. She's not nursing anymore. So the Baraisa holds muteres linosemia. Now she's allowed to get married because I do not need her to, she stopped being manic. Rav Popa v'Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua sovu l'mevet uvde ki ho masnisa. They wanted a paskin like this Baraisa. Omrele yahi safte. So an old woman told them, but did he have a uvde? V'osali Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, you're not allowed to. That means I had given over to a menekes, and I wanted to get married, and Rav Nachman said, forget about it. You wait 24 months, and then you get married. Frek de gemore eini, vo Rav Nachman shorelu le beiresh geluse. There was a maise by the beiresh geluse. There was a woman that gave over the child to a menekes, and Rav Nachman said she's allowed to get married. So the Gemara answers, Shani Beresh Gelused Le Hodri Bohu, that they won't have charote. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Nos no bno le menekes ushameis, bailog malatu besechzmanoi oimeis. There was either nos nabno, oig malatoi, oig meis. Le beireish geluse, almonis oye behen meinikois. The almonis of the beireish geluse, that they had the almonis which are meinikois, ve nos nubeneim le meiniko. Ve tirum li nosi, Rav Nachman was matter, they're permitted to get married. So the Gemara said, le hodri buhu, meinike, Sheposke lohonig b'neiim, a menike that they had made up, that shul, I mean, they gave it over to menike, So it, she's afraid to be chayzer. Lefi shebnei odom mu'uyomim heim. The bnei reish galusa were very scary looking people. They were mustama 6-footers and very powerful. And if they hired you, a person would think twice before they'd, be chayzer on what they were mekabel. I will be in Shiachine, but if you have a push, the person do mahotrabo minike, bechayzer aben eitzalim, the lady, the minike will change their mind. And what will happen with the child? Go back to the mother, mistake. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Omalohu Rav Papi, vatun loitis beruo. Papi said, why do you hear from the Alter Eden, you found out we don't paskin like that? You can figure it out. Enough in the Baraisa, the Sanya. We learned by the Isser Havchone. The Isser Havchone is that a woman is not permitted to get married 3 months after Mises Bailo. In order we should know to be mavchin if she becomes muberes, if it's from the first husband, from the second husband. What if I know klor it wasn't from the first husband? She always was by her parents. She was very rarely home. So it's zichanat mistava she became muberes. So isha hoyelo kas beveis bailo. Or there was a cast between herself and the husband. It's also that mistava that she became uberis. Oisho yabayla chovish beveis asurim. He was in prison. Oisho lachbayla mdinis hayom. Oisho yabayla zokein oichayla. That means that it was impossible for them that they should become this abba from the husbands. Oisho hoisa akore. Or she herself was an akore. Uskena islandis uktane. Or v'hamapelas achamisas bailo, she was mapel after Mises bailo, so zicher she can't become oberes again. Or v'sheina ruuya leilait, she doesn't have a neka rachmo, so she doesn't have a rechem. So kulon zrichais lahamtim shloish chadoshim divi rameh. Rameh says it doesn't matter. Chazal said a loy plug, you have to wait 3 months. Rav Yaisi mate la ores ruinose miyad, vama Rav Nachman amar Shmuel alochik ramei b'gzei roisov. So memele, so we paskin let ramei, amar loy lava daitin. I didn't realize it, Taki, you're right. From here we can see klar that this Chazal made a loy plug, so just like they made a loy plug by the Issa Havchonem, they also made a loy plug by Minekes. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Omar mar, Bilchese, Meis Mutter. If the child died, she's allowed to get married. Kumalatu also. But if she weaned the child, so then it's also, because if the child died, so the child is dead already, so there's, Then we won't geyser anything. But if she weaned the child, could be, she weaned the child, wants to get married, so she weaned the child, but could be, this is a sakana for the child. Mal baravashi yoma afilo meis namiyosa. If the child died, she's also osa. Because if you'll be matar to get married, when the child dies, dilma kotlolei. So she'll go and get, so that's the only, so she comes to the Rav, she wants to get married. So the Gemara says, you can't, the Rav says you can't get married. Why can't I get married? Because you have a child that's nursing from you. And what if the child dies? No, if the child dies, nothing worth to talk about. So she'll solve the problem. So she'll kill the child. And she'll get, in order to get married. If the mother went, then she killed, she choked the child. Gmal says that you can't say this. That we don't have to be afraid. He shaita havoi. That woman was a shaita. And the Tosfos reads geiris ahi kusis havoi. Okay, she was a kusis. But like this, the lay of the noshi the chonki benayo. A mother won't do such a thing. Some male we don't have to be geiser by mace. Let us see Rashi. Light is beruah mehoi olei omru luchu safta mishmeid rab nachn lo yisem yoidim lumitech mishne zusha osa. Reishoise redufa reiv yomer liyes pevei sovio. Kolei lo in balkan isabel. Sheinaru yeleleid shenekar beis hiroyin shalom. Big Zeroisov Bechol Mokim Shuhu Machmir Midarabon. Alm Avagav Denkan Lahavchin Bezarish Lishl Shol Shaini Tolemi Abre. There's no need of Avchon. Leplug Rabon Betakonis Zereshalem Ben Isha Leisha Begozru Stam Shetamtin Kol Isha Shloisha Chadoshvach. Anami Leplug Rabon Bemenekes Shemeiz bailo, bein shehim enikosoi, bein sheeino enikosoi. So decided she is yoinik, meiniket, so she's not being meiniket. Kimlasu osu, she gemalte machme sheroitzeli nosoi. Let us see Taisvis. Bo'omar Rav Nachman ha-meshmul ha-roche k'ramei b'gzei reisav. So Taisvis, ein lafosh de gerzrinin meis, oto loy meis. Nesson ben alohoni kotoloi nesson, gemolato toloi gemolato. Im kein heche shor Rav Nachman le bei reish gelusis. How was he, almeiser Rav Nachman was matter for the reish gelusis. So if the gzeiris were geyser, that they got him in nekes, otoloi nos. If that's pshat, how was Rav Nachman matter? No, it's a different gzeir. Oh, shlomo de gozrinim, the mace shemetargenu v'nosnabno lohonik shemetarzerbo. Maybe the meinekes will be chayzer. Gemalato oto shemo tigbalan of adayin hutzorach linik. So memelis al kaponim by the beiresh geluse, there was no reason to be chayzer. Vilchase mace muta gemalato also. Rabbeinu Shimshon Azok and Oimer, the Grusha Meteres Linose. By Grusha, the Stammer say no problem. Let me shab the Lahonik. There's no Shibut Bachlan on her. Why is she not? Because it's Hanyalon. It's Garsh and Ekoif. And we should let me shab the Lai. I mean, a Tam Oimer, the Asura Linose. That a Grusha is also not permitted to get married. The Sanya Reper Kacholitz. Miyuberes Chaveiroi Uminekes Chaveiro Loiso. They're not allowed to get married. Kaposik v'toni, it says tam, loishnon is almana, loishnon is garsha. That's Raya number one. Boit! The meforish taima hosom, the Gemara says why, the stam uberes laminika kaima. Because uberes not allowed to get married, because eventually she'll be a menekes, and we're afraid that if she'll get married, she'll lose her milk. The mash medayne time of the menika, hayne time of the muberes. Period. So they have the same aloch. Ulamai dava meforish mikore, time of the muberes. First, the Gemara wanted to say a different reason why muberes is not permitted to get married. The Gemara says muberes is not permitted to get married. Shematasa ubra sandal. That we shall get married, the ubra will become a sandal. So Gemara asks on that. So how was anyone permitted to be boyol ishte? That's muberes. Fine. So the Gemara slugs it up. But the Gemara that have in the hell, that's the reason of muberes. Now, if the reason of muberes is shemetas ubrasando, so lemaidav meforish mikore time the muberes, shaykh begrushik may barmone. So it means in the havamin of the Gemara, muberes was zicher koilo grusha also. Is avagav the hoda bay mahi time migufa de milsa lehoda bay. That means the reason the Gemara had charote But the pshat, that a muberes is not permitted to get married, pshat is the same like before. Before we learned that a grush is also not permitted to get married, and now also grush is not permitted to get married. Period. Number two, Chazal made a zman of Chof Dalet Chodesh.